Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The phrase gluten-free has become thoroughly commonplace these days, but what does it mean and who should be paying attention? And if you have to pay attention to it, how do you cook around it? These are questions I think Chef Jerry Pellegrino is prepared to answer. So, Jerry, what are we talking about?
So glutens are a group of proteins that are found in wheat, rye, barley, that they activate when the flour is mixed with water. And the glutens are sticky, and they add considerable elasticity to, you know, the doughs that you use to make them. It improves the texture of bread. You know, unfortunately, a small percentage of people are very sensitive to gluten, and it makes them not feel super good.
In other words, celiac disease, which is sort of an autoimmune condition.
Yes. Yeah. And the statistics are maybe even one out of every 133 Americans might have it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a lot, but if you have it, it's not comfortable.
No, it's pretty nasty. Well, we find gluten in breads made from wheat, barley, and rye. Where else?
Oh, I mean, pasta, breakfast cereal, baked goods, crackers. Believe it or not, beer is not necessarily gluten-free.
Yeah, because there's barley in it. Are there workarounds for us?
I mean, that's the issue. There's no better solution than a strict avoidance, you know, if you really do have celiacs. And you have to be careful because it can pop up in things like soy sauce and salad dressings.
Can people learn how to cook gluten-free?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, you know, normal meats and fish are naturally gluten-free. You know, same for fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, non-processed dairy products are good. And raw nuts, those types of things are all safe.
Okay, let's go talk about baking.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of good alternatives out there. I mean, we're avoiding wheat, rye, and barley, but that leaves some other grains like quinoa, rice, corn, buckwheat. Lesser known grains like amaranth, millet, and sorghum will work. These are all available in flour form these days and can be used in baking. Many of them are standards at grocery stores. And if you need to, you can always find them online.
Well, can you bake the same way you would with regular wheat flour?
Not entirely, but we're talking about anything dramatically different. I mean, here's some tips for gluten-free baking. You know, measured by weight, not by cupful. That's important. Gluten-free flours pack very differently than all-purpose flour.
Oh.
So using a scale is much better.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you want to mix your batter longer than usual. This can help build up some structure and give texture. Gluten-free doughs tend to be a bit grainy right after proofing, so you want to allow the finished dough some extra time to absorb some moisture and smooth out.
And that'll make a difference.
It does. I mean, another thing that matters is to use plenty of liquid in your dough and then bake your product longer than you think necessary. This gives whatever you're using a chance to fully absorb all the liquid and get nice and firm.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out too soon, the dough is going to be gummy. But let it stay in the oven, say even 20 minutes past the moment when the toothpick comes out clean and you'll have a nice bread.
How about that? Now, are there health benefits for the vast majority of people who don't have celiac disease?
Some, although, but you know, let's be clear, it's not going to help you lose weight. What does seem to happen is that you'll feel less bloated sometimes. Gluten-free grains are certainly higher in fiber, which is always a good thing. They tend to help moderate blood sugar sometimes, but, you know, you just need to be careful. Highly processed gluten-free foods have a lot of extra sugars and starches. That's not so good. So read the labels and stick with standard products. There's lots of good stuff.
Well, we're going to be putting a gluten-free recipe on the website so people can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.